Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The answer man, Brennan Summers from News 10 NBC, joining us this morning. Brennan, I want to warn you. Things are wildly out of control today. I don't know what's going on. I don't know if it's because it's Friday.
Our wedding's today.
The wedding that we're going to be in, maybe that adds to it. I don't really know. Things are extra punchy. We talked with a woman earlier who revealed the story being attacked by an ostrich. I don't know. I don't know what's happening.
It's a lot.
I'm very confused right now.
It's a lot.
I think this is what Breezy feels like every day. I'm right there with you, Breezy.
No, it is.
So, how are you, Brennan?
I'm okay, and we were all just made for each other, because for starters, I believe my co-anchor, Nikki Rudd, has been attacked by an ostrich or an emu in the past.
What?
So we've
this
got that going for us.
This is more common
okay.
than
well,
we know of.
This takes away a little bit of my joy, because I thought today was the day that I could officially talk to someone who's been put in the hospital by an ostrich off my bucket list. But apparently if Nikki has, I've talked to her before, so apparently this has been done long before. Interesting.
Overplayed.
It's a problem. And then I also found
problem.
Breezy and I we've got something to sort through real quick.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. What's
going on with this? I was not clued into what's happening exactly.
I saw your tweets, and I was listening earlier about this whole bird situation.
Yeah.
So, Breezy, what happened?
Basically, my life was in danger.
Okay. It was not an ostrich that was building a nest.
So there was a nest that was being built on my wreath on my front door. My front door, like many people's front doors, well, I don't know if that's actually the case, go into my house instead of outward to my porch.
The door actually physically comes in versus out.
So
I think that is most, by the way.
It is?
My parents
go, whatever, it's fine. So
not Breezy sharing super unimportant details.
It's very, very, very on brand. So anyways, I see this bird that keeps kind of slamming into the door.
Mm-hmm.
I have an oval window, but it has a design you can't really see out of it.
It's trying to break through to murder you, obviously.
So I'm like, what the hell's going on here? Yeah. So
was it carrying a knife?
I keep going and pounding on the door to kind of scare it off, but it keeps coming back.
Yeah. Brennan,
and I finally opened the door.
I pointed this out. I'm delighted by the fact that Breezy treated the bird like you would a loud neighbor who lives above you in an apartment complex. Just get the broom. Boom, boom, boom. Shut up there.
So I open the door.
Brash hatred for all.
And there's a full-blown nest. Good real estate. I mean, bones were good. I definitely would hire the bird.
What's the roof on that? How many years?
You know, pretty modern, honestly.
Honestly,
I was saying more of a log cabin theme.
Yeah.
But whatever.
You know, rustic's in. Rustic's
so
in right now.
I see it, and I'm like, not today, birdie. So I take the wreath off the door, and I bring it into the house.
So pause right there. Brennan, is that what you were expecting to hear?
So you brought it in with the nest on it.
Yep, sure did.
Breezy, why did you do that?
Because I was afraid if I were to dispose of it outside, I would get attacked. So I brought the nest nest and the wreath inside, and I opened the window and I chucked the nest out the window. I was shaking the wreath and the nest fell out. And I was like, and then I just left the wreath inside and was on my merry way. But my girlfriend, Rach, called me a savage. She's like, how would you feel if someone came into your house and just destroyed it? I'm like, well, they're squatting.
You'd be pretty mad.
It's tough, you know?
It wasn't bothering you at all, though.
No, Brennan, but it would bother me. When the chicks come, and I have to go past it every single day. Okay, fun fact, completely irrelevant fact, but here we go.
Shocking.
There's a dead cardinal outside of the studio right now. I walk past it every single day.
Okay.
It's so traumatizing. And if I have to walk past either dead babies, eggs, the mother attacking me when I'm coming into my own house, I can't deal with the drama. I have enough drama in my life. I don't want to deal with it. So I just disposed of it. They didn't have squatter's rights yet. It wasn't even there for 6 months. So I got rid of it.
That's the same cardinal that did have a house until you threw it out the window. So listen, last week I was doing some yard work and I looked up at one of our windows up on top of it. And I said, oh my gosh, there's a bird's nest there. And so Stephanie was outside and I was like, listen, I'm going to go get the broom and I'm going to go hack this thing and knock it off the window.
Okay.
And Steph goes, you can't do that. I've been watching him all day. This little dad or mom carrying like one stick up there at a time. And I had a complete change of heart. And I was like, you know what? Just going to leave it, not mess with it. They're going to hatch and move on. So I had a completely...
Oh, so you're whipped just like Corey.
Oh, shut up.
You know, unlike you, I came around. I said, you know what? I need to be a nice person and sensible. And I said, I'm going to let it be there. But you can't mess with it.
You don't have...
Did you look inside? Were there eggs?
No, there wasn't.
Brennan, I will say this. I did go that direction with it. I did want to know, you know, how far she was willing to take this. And I said, if there was eggs, would you have done the same thing? And she did say no. However,
no, I wouldn't because I don't want to get attacked.
However, very, very weirdly, I then said, well, I'm glad you said that because that would have been awful. And then I said, my next level was going to be, well, what if there's baby chicks in there? And then you like paused for a very long time about it.
Well, I would just shoo them out.
No, they can't fly yet. You can't shoo them anywhere. They would shoo to the ground on your shoe.
Okay,
and then you see some fox come running by and just pick them all up, and you witness the horror in front of you.
Mind you guys, my last apartment, I had a nest in our bush, and I let them stay. Like, they weren't bothering me. I think it's just, like, if you're in my direct, like, field of traffic.
It was because it was on the door, and the door opens inward, and you were afraid they were going to fly in.
Listen, if the door opens in the house, and the birds are in the house, and then the mom comes in, it's just going to be an absolute ass show. I can't deal.
Literally, we had a person text and said that happened to a family member, and that, yes, birds would fly in, get very scared and confused, and then poop everywhere. So,
destroy.
Yeah. Okay.
This can all be solved, Breezy, if you take down your Christmas wreath before May
7th. No, Brennan, but it's funny that you say that because the wreath, the new wreath that they were like building the nest in was my brand new wreath that I just bought like last week because it was my Christmas wreath until last week.
Perfect.
So things are going well.
Oh, goodness. All right. Let's get.
But I'm just saying like it's a real fear, Brennan. Okay. I know you're not scared of birds, but you are scared of your wife because she would have actually killed you if you touched the nest. Okay. So there's that.
All right. Brennan, you want to get to the actual news?
I was about to say, is that it?
Are we wrapped?
No, we'll get to the actual news.
Let's
start with something exciting and fun. It's Friday. How about the big announcement from CMAC yesterday?
Yes. Getting concerts back.
Hold on, Brennan.
I can't wait to crowd surf this concert summer.
Explain this concept to me. What is this concert you speak of?
It's been so long. I was trying to think, like, I can't even remember the last time, like, there was, like, a show in town besides, like, a guitarist or a random musician at a bar or a brewery or something. And it's just great news. And I mean, coming back, so CMAC's an awesome venue down there in Canandaigua. So yeah, so they say they'll have their lineup soon. So we got that coming our way. And it's just another sign of getting there, of finally being able to get online and book tickets to something real once again.
Mm-hmm. This is something that I know is going to be a thing. We were talking about.
Don't do it.
I just want to bring it up really quick. We'll get into it in depth at some point later, but
not now. It's Friday.
Just let me bring it up. So you know, we talked earlier this week with you, Brennan, about specifically the Red Wings plan, right? Of having kind of like the vaccinated area where it mostly would be kind of back to normal, minus just having to wear your mask, versus having another area for those who don't want to be vaccinated. Which again, if that's your choice, fine. I'm okay with it. But people are really mad about that, apparently. And someone referred to it as vaccination segregation.
I've heard that of people spouting off on social media for that about different areas. But to be clear, like vaccinations and turning someone away because of race or religion, like vastly different things. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like there are some things protected under civil rights, federal law, mm-hmm. That have been around for years after, you know, horrible times in U.S. history. This is different. And there's been the whole debate about restaurants, different venues. Do they start saying if you're not vaccinated, you can't prove that you're not coming in, period, or we're going to try to balance this on a smaller scale? I'm not talking about, you know, Red Wings or a bigger venue.
Right, yeah.
And from what I've heard from lawyers and people who deal with health laws, that they would have protections to do that as a private business, to
right.
say, if you're not vaccinated, you're not coming in. Now, we could get into some legal fight over not offering accommodations for people who don't get vaccinated for religious or medical reasons.
Sure.
Right, that's
But
true.
It seems that this is something that they can all consider, and that it's, if you're bringing everyone all vaccinated, you can pack a stadium.
Exactly.
If you're not,
right.
And if you're not, then it's going to be 6 feet.
Because that is...
We talked about the restaurant thing, too.
Right, but...
About how the restaurants might be looking into that as well come May 19th.
Right, but back to the stadiums for a moment, if I could. So, if you're not vaccinated, you want us all to just be at 33%? Like... in perpetuity forever, even though it's not a necessity if you are vaccinated. I think, again, make your choice. That's totally fine. If you don't feel comfortable, if you don't want to, if it's against whatever you believe in, go for it. But you need to realize that with choices in life that you make, there are consequences to those choices and ramifications. And one of them is going to be, well, you're sitting over there and you got to be 6 feet apart. Like, it's not we're better than you or anything like that. It's just... you really expect a venue to be like, sorry, we don't want to exclude anybody, so everyone's got to stay. We got to stay at 33% capacity. Like, that's no.
It's like, and then they lose money.
Yes,
like,
just
and
no.
Then like, and then our team suffers because like they can't pay the players and like all the other like amazing marketing and things that they do. Like,
it's just
on.
It just logically doesn't make any
like,
sense.
Logically, if you're looking at it from that angle, it could like just genuinely hurt our economy because
yes,
there's just 100%. Not money coming in because you're not packing stadiums to their full capacity.
Listen, again, if you have your reasons for not getting vaccinated, that's great. I have my reasons for getting vaccinated. And the biggest one, quite honestly, was the safety issue. I want to be protected. And secondly, I want life to go back to normal. That was honestly a huge pull for me.
I literally just want to crowd surf it.
Seriously.
That's my reason.
So, right?
Corey, you bring up the messaging that I think is what needs to be more powerful for those who, you know, medical, religious exemptions aside, if it's just, I don't know, anti-vaxxers, whatever.
Right.
If you, those people screaming, we want freedom, no mask, I want to go back to what my life was in 2019, mm-hmm. you know, pre-pandemic, the quickest way to get there is vaccination.
Is this?
Yes.
It's having that. And that's what we've seen with, why do you think we've gotten to where we're getting this grand reopening on the 19th of May for New York and having the option to have a Frontier Field completely sold out if they wanted to, if they were only doing vaccinated people or Yankee Stadium.
Yes.
And if that's the quickest way to get there, and soon we're going to have this talk about kids. I know the parents are on the fence about that,
mm-hmm.
and it's going to be the same thing. But the quickest way to get where we want to go, and we're seeing real proof of that with the vaccinations for the public going back to January, is – how much is open now compared to January 1st, 2021?
Exactly. Thank you. Right. Thank you. So, again, this is going to be an ever-growing discussion, and I'm sure it'll change over time. But it's, I don't know, that was the first time that someone had said that.
Things are constantly changing and evolving, and we know this with everything.
I will say this. Going along with that debate, another thing I'm hearing is they don't have any right to ask me, or I don't have to tell them if I'm vaccinated or whatever. That's got to violate HIPAA rules.
Okay. Yeah, sure.
Health laws. And it's different. If you're going to a concert and maybe the rules are you need to show proof of a vaccine or negative COVID test, they can do that. And this is you voluntarily going somewhere, mm-hmm. signing up
right,
to show
right.
someone your paper.
It's not like they're denying you basic right of hospital.
HIPAA violations would come down to is if a concert venue was asking your doctor, hey,
Is
Brennan Summers vaccinated? They can
right.
share your information. It protects them. It doesn't protect you sharing your own
privacy. Okay. Important detail there.
Sure. Oh, well, it's very touchy. But let's keep it in the realm of vaccine news because Pfizer requests full FDA approval for the COVID-19 vaccine.
Team Pfizer, right? Right, Brennan?
Yes, we are getting there. And this is all the vaccines have been operating under emergency use, which is just kind of a fast-track way of giving the state of the emergency of getting it out there. And what it means for full approval is it just, you know, it carries a little more weight. All the other vaccines we have, like for flu, different things that we got as kids, those are all fully approved. And it's just kind of, hopefully that puts some more confidence in people who who are on the fence as well.
Yeah.
Brendan Summers, SUNY Eastern NBC, on with us this morning. Brendan, let's get to another heated debate that took place. This time it was Webster parents at a town board or a school board meeting that got pretty heated.
There's a lot happening in Webster. For the people who live there and don't live there, you've probably heard about it. So, I mean, it was shouting from these parents who filled this room, talking to school leadership. So a week ago today, their superintendent suddenly retired.
Mm-hmm.
You have a former basketball coach, Kylie Watkins, acquitted of rape, suing that former super and the district. So they're upset about all that and just how much has been going on. And also they want their kids back in class full time. And it was just all of this came to a head. And we heard from parent after parent literally shouting, I mean, trying to get their point across to the temporary superintendent and other board members of just they want a reopening plan. They want to figure out what exactly is going on with this scandal, as they say, going on with Webster Central Schools. It's just been – there's a lot to unpack there.
Oh, man.
It's so tough. It's so tough.
I mean, police
tough.
Got called.
And you live in Webster, like
– Whoa, I'm sorry. Did you say the police got called?
Yeah, what? Yeah. They were called whenever it got so heated and had stopped the meeting a little bit. And then officers left once the meeting continued and kind of settled back down. So that's not something you hear for every school board meeting. Usually they're routine and don't make headlines at all.
Oh, okay. That's casual. Brennan, me and Corey both have teachers for moms. Moms for teachers, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
They both are retired at this point. But a proposed New York bill would actually allow some teachers to retire early. What's that about? My mom's like shaking her fist at the air. She's like, I waited so long for this.
By the way, my mom too was a teacher
really?
Before she retired back home in Mississippi. Yeah.
We're
so
the
there's
same.
A bill. This is letting them retire earlier than expected, what we have now. So this would give teachers the option to step away, go into retirement after 25 years. With full benefits, this cutoff is for 55 plus. Currently, all teachers need to do at least 30 years before they can get the benefits. And even if this passes, though, there's a catch. It would be up to local districts to decide if they want to opt in for that early retirement option. So we'll see. I mean, it's a balance of having experienced teachers. And then also, maybe this helps get you some new teachers who want to come say, you know what, I want to come live my life in Rochester or the Finger Lakes and work as a school teacher, knowing that this district is going to allow me to get out and enjoy post-career life after 25.
All right, Brendan, let's get to one of the last stories here. The child tax credit payments are set to start in July. Big announcement from the IRS yesterday.
Yeah, this is, upping it from $2,000 to $3,600 on this credit, which is a big deal, and everyone's been wondering when it was coming. It's going to be in the summer, all part of what's coming from Washington. Now, raising a child costs money. The estimates put it at over, nearly $250,000 per child, not including college. And it can be higher depending on your cost of living. We know that's higher here in New York. So we've had the child tax credit around, but this was increasing the benefit you got. So another $1,600 or so, depending on family income. And it's just great news for them. They're going to get payments that'll be automatically sent out monthly from July to December if those who qualify and do their taxes. It's huge. I mean, look at $500 for kids age 18 or full-time college, up to 24 as an added bonus. Just some help that they were dishing out. And Senator Schumer from New York has been talking about trying to make this permanent. As well, not just a one-off to get through the pandemic.
Got it. All right, some big news there. Brendan, real quick before I let you go, what's Rich been saying for the weekend? Seems like
we got a
washout for today, but how about the rest of it?
In chilly today in the 40s, which is great news for the Lilac Festival kicking off.
Perfect. Yeah, welcome but back.
Tomorrow will be better, just a stray passing chance of a shower, so you don't have to really worry about that. And then we all don't forget to celebrate and thank Mom. All the great women out there, not just moms either. We all have aunts in our family, everyone. Thank them all and celebrate and have a nice, safe, and happy Sunday coming up.
There we go. Sounds good, Brennan. You do the same. We will talk with you on Monday.
You got it. See ya.
Bye.
Bye.